This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I would like to extend a very heartfelt, easy, organic gardener hello to each of you. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I'm so glad that you're joining me. My guest this hour is Don Gifford, the impressive author and creator of the book Sustainability Starts at Home and the blog smallfootprintfamily.com. She is spot on when it comes to sustainability and what we can do to preserve our precious planet. Before I ask Don to join me, I want to point out a few things. The Arbico Organics Winter Catalog is now available and is full of items you may want to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination tools, winter plant protection, and more. And if you'd like to receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com to place your order, or you can call 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. You can always be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. That's Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my amazing guest, Don Gifford. In her former workaday life, before becoming a mom, she was a master gardener and master composter, horticulture teacher and extension agent, as well as a certified arborist and permaculture designer. Now, if that isn't enough, she had to add a whole bunch more. Anyway, she founded one of the first green-proof companies and social enterprises in the nation and has spent most of the last 15 years developing award-winning workforce training programs for green-collar environmental jobs in the tree care, low-impact development, sustainable landscaping, and urban agriculture. Her company has been sponsored by the USDA, EPA, and the D.C., Virginia, and Maryland governments, the Ford Foundation, the Aspen Institute, and more, and has even been featured in the Washington Post, American Gardener magazine, the Washington Business Journal, and other publications. And after the birth of her daughter, she became very ill with a rare genetic condition that went from latent to acute. And her early retirement forced her to put most of her precious energy into learning about how to deeply and restoratively nourish herself and her family, removing all toxins from her home and sustaining her household without her former income. This meant shifting her environmental expertise and passion from the public sphere to her own private home and health. She started the blog smallfootprintfamily.com and wrote the book Sustainability Starts at Home, How to Save Money While Saving the Planet, which is available on her website and will be available on Amazon.com this month. And now I would like to invite Don Gifford to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Good morning, Sherry. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
My goodness, I am just thrilled to have you here with me today. It's another gorgeous day in Tucson, Arizona. I think the high is going to be 75, and so we're just in our glory. This is the time of the year when our weather is just primo, and so it just every day when I get up out of bed, I'm just all ready to go and excited. You are something else. Where were you like 30 years ago when the word sustainability was first used? I mean, you have done a great job of putting this whole concept together, and I'm just so ecstatic to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm really glad to be here. And I'm here in San Diego myself, so I appreciate the good weather we're having.
Mm-hmm. San Diego rocks. I mean, you definitely take number one when it comes to weather. So let's just get right down to, I mean, there's so much to talk about. And I love your book that you wrote. It is extremely well done. I mean, it covers all the topics, and I hope everybody will make sure that they get a copy of it, because it is really, it puts everything together in a way that makes sense. It doesn't, there's no judgment about it. It's just straightforward. And so, you know, thank you so much for all that you do. It's rather impressive.
Well, I'm really flattered. Thank you. My pleasure and my passion.
So. Yes, ma'am, it is. So let's get right down to it. What is sustainability? That's the thing. You hear this word used a lot. We hear, you know, regenerative, sustainable, transitional. But in what is your definition of sustainability?
Well, Sherry, I like to keep it simple. I think sustainability is, very simply put, the capacity to endure. If something can last, then it is, by definition, sustainable. So without adding a lot of fancy stuff to that, or qualifiers or anything else, if something can last, and you can think about all the things in your life that can last versus all the things in your life that cannot last indefinitely, it becomes really clear what we're doing that is sustainable and what we're doing that is not sustainable.
It is very obvious that we're definitely doing things to our environment that is not sustainable. And I love the simplicity. As you said, it's the capacity to endure. You say if an activity is said to be sustainable, it should be able to continue forever. And I like that. And I like what you said. You said no longer can we deny the writing on the wall. Very little of what we do in modern life is capable of enduring. Very little of what we consume is produced sustainably. And you know, what are we going to do? I mean, it sounds so doom and gloom, and yet, you know, it really isn't an apocalypse. You say the planet's ecosystems are deteriorating, the climate is destabilizing fast. We're consuming so much so quickly that we are eating into our planetary capital, collectively consuming the renewable resources of 1.5 planets, according to the respective World Wildlife Fund Global Footprint Network Living Planet Report. That is daunting. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first world countries, or the developed countries in this planet, are consuming a tremendous amount of resources, whether it's in fossil fuels, whether it's trees, whether it's water, minerals. And you can see by all the shortages that we're starting to have and all the environmental effects that we're starting to accumulate, whether it's air pollution or water pollution or soil erosion or deforestation, you can see that we are just munching up the resources on this planet faster than we can replenish them or faster than nature can replenish them. So, you know, in a worst-case scenario, if you know, something terrible happened, a horrible natural disaster, who is going to last longer? Is it someone in a developed country who's dependent upon electricity and flowing water and running sewer systems, or is it someone who's actually living incredibly simply, say, somewhere in a less developed country who is used to, say, drawing their water from a well and using other fuels besides fossil fuels and perhaps not even having electricity in their home? Not that it needs to be that dire, but when it comes down to true sustainability, what can last is going to be a much simpler way of life than a more complex way of life. The more complex your way of life is, the more resources are required to sustain your way of life, whereas a simpler way of life is going to require less resources to sustain it indefinitely. So it's two extremes. We've got people, you know, living with every electronic gizmo in the world and a huge house with all kinds of electricity and other things required for it. And at the opposite extreme, you have someone who may be living in a hut in a village somewhere in an undeveloped country. And I'm arguing that we need to find some place closer to the middle between those two extremes.
Let's take a quick break here. I apologize for interrupting you. We've got to take a quick little break. When we come back, let's touch right on that, go right back to that topic, Don. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back right after the break. Thank you.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And with me is the amazing, impressive Dawn Gifford. She is the author and creator of the book Sustainability Starts at Home and the blog smallfootprintfamily.com. If you have a moment while you're listening to the show, tune in to her blog, which, again, I'm going to say it, it's smallfootprintfamily.com. She is leading the way when it comes to sustainability, and it's not about just frightening people, but it's about offering solutions that are that make sense, that we can all take advantage of. And welcome back, Dawn. Thank you so much for joining me again. I'm honored to have you on the show. You were just beginning to talk about a quote that someone has quoted you saying, "Radical simplicity can save us." And so, tell us a little bit about, there's so much to talk about. My gosh, we could spend an awful long time here because you have so much information to offer. But let's just talk about this idea that you were beginning to discuss with us, that basically we have, you know, we've overdone it. As you said, we're using a planet and a half worth of resources. And how do we get to a place where we can all live on this planet and allow the planet to sustain so we can be sustainable and everything else that lives on it, too.
Yeah. Well, as you just said, I think simplicity can sustain us. I'm not the first person to talk about simplicity. There's many, many books about simplifying your life, and simplification is something we could talk for hours about because there's so many different facets to it. But simplification can be, you know, as simple as reducing how much water you use. And it could be as simple as growing some of your own food. It could be simple as just simply reducing how much you're doing in your life that's leaving you feeling really harried and stressed out and running around all day. I think all of those things help us to endure. Reducing all of the things that we're doing, all the things that we're using up, can not only save us money, calm us down, reduce our stress, but can be an enormous benefit to our resource usage and the planet, and helping to restore our ecosystems and clean up our air and our water and all the other things that are getting depleted and polluted. Now, there's, for the purposes of, you know, the book that I've written, I've narrowed it down to basic environmental things. And so, as I mentioned before, and perhaps one of the very best things you can do to simplify your life is to plant a garden. I don't know about you, but when I'm out in the garden, the whole world seems to slow down. And I get my hands dirty, get my hands into the soil, and really just connect with the land that sustains me. Granted, it's just the backyard that I have, which is more than enough to grow most of the food, most of the produce that I need. And that makes my life simpler because I'm not running off to the grocery store. I'm not worrying about all these, the costs of the produce, whether it's organic, the amount of gas it takes me to go there and back. I just simply walk in my back door and I pick what I need to eat. And it's just enjoyable as well as money-saving, and it's also a way of really simplifying the amount of steps it takes for me to eat, which is beneficial to everybody. It's a complete win-win situation. Some other ways you can simplify would be if you're able to raise some backyard chickens. Again, you're reducing the amount of steps it takes for you to get to your food by being able to go harvest eggs right in your backyard. Other things you could do to reduce paper, for example, would be to use cloth napkins and cloth towels instead of paper towels and paper napkins. The cloth diaper instead of going out and buying disposables, which have an enormous resource footprint. Eating whole foods that come, you know, close to nature instead of foods that come in a lot of packaging and bags and boxes. Again, you're reducing the number of steps required to get you to your food. Anything you can do to reduce the number of steps it takes for you to do the things in your life, you're simplifying and thereby reducing the amount of resources that are used for you to have that. And it just slows life down, too, at the same time, which for me, because I'm recovering from an illness, managing my stress is really important. And I learned the hard way that being a workaholic is not sustainable.
And no, it's not.
No, and a lot of people have health issues that could benefit from a reduction in stress. So simplifying your life is also a way of reducing your stress and having more time for yourself and for your family and for the things in life that really matter, people in your life that really matter, rather than the accumulation of stuff.
Well, that's for sure. We do have accumulated an awful lot of stuff. I love the way you talk about these devices and how we sort of got brainwashed into needing all these devices and things. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think, this is not my area, but somewhere in the 50s or 60s, you know, the idea of consumer culture became a big part of culture here in the United States. And owning things, a lot of stuff, became a status symbol, a symbol of wealth. And it is certainly a symbol of material wealth. What I'm asking all of us to do for the sake of ourselves, for the sake of our families, our children, and our planet, is to redefine wealth. What is wealth really to you? What makes you feel rich? What makes you feel truly prosperous? Is it having the latest iPhone or the latest whatever gizmo? Or is it being able to have enough time to really spend with your children or with your parents, if they're older, or to be able to hang out with your friends more, just to improve the quality of your life as opposed to the quantity of your life, and to sort of unplug from the hype of having the latest thing, whether it's the latest fashion or the latest electronic gizmo or the latest, cool new car that's out or whatever it is. Is it something that you really need to have in order to be genuinely happy, in order to feel genuinely prosperous? And by stopping and asking that question, is this really going to add to my long-term happiness? Is it something that's really going to help my joy in life to endure? Perhaps we might make other purchasing choices. And that, in turn, would not only improve the quality of life and save our money, but it would also reduce the amount of planetary resources that go into those things, whether it's oil or trees or whatever it is that's used to make the device that you want to buy.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you. I mean, it's an interesting situation because I think we're also overwhelmed with what is it takes these days. Everything is so complex, and there's so many machines and devices and things. So we're going to come right back after we take another quick little break with John Gifford, and we're going to be talking more about sustainability. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We are coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866. Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. I'm your host for the Easy Organic Gardener, and with me is Dawn Gifford. She wrote what I call the Manifesto of Sustainability, which is a book that it's called Sustainability Starts at Home. And she's also the author of the blog SmallFootprintFamily.com. It is a manifesto. What you've done is really put everything down in a way that it has a very logical sequence where you talk about, without going into huge detail, the issues of what's going on our planet, as far as our overconsumption of natural resources. And, I mean, it's very interesting, and I quote you, "Everything from the food we eat to the clothes we wear is dripping in fossil fuels and other extracted finite resources from different parts of the world. We are no longer able to easily extract oil and gas except at grave cost to our atmosphere, freshwater supplies, and climate." And so I love that your solution is, let's just make our life more simple. And the benefits to living a more simple life are numerous. And so let's talk about that, because I think that, you know, partly what you're doing is you're laying a foundation for people to want to really have a more simple life. I think everybody does know deep down inside that we are overwhelmed, that we are doing too much, that this system is like, I don't know if you've ever been to a big big city, those of you who are listening, and even Don, place like Hong Kong that never stops. It's like, talk about on the grid. It almost has a pulse to it because there, the lights never go off. Nothing ever stops. It's just this pounding use of energy. and you see that everywhere around us. And how can that be healthy for us? You know, I mean, it just seems, it's just too much. And this idea of radical simplicity, and as you say, starting with just the simple things like having a garden and how wonderful it makes us feel. We've given up those important things like relationships, just being with ourselves and learning to do things like play an instrument and sing and create our own food and knit and quilt and stuff like that. Let's talk a little bit about this more simple life.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned in my bio, I have had a pretty debilitating illness that for me to manage it properly, I really have had to cut down on all the doing and to really reduce the amount of stress in my life because it's too much stress and I start to have symptoms flare up in a way that's really challenging for me. And I know I'm not the only person who has a stress-related or a stress-exacerbated condition, whether it's heart disease, which is one of the number one killers in this country. That's very affected by stress. And tons of other illnesses. We are a country of stressed-out people. And
we are.
I am really concerned because we just keep getting more and more stressed out, and now we're starting to stress out our children who are throwing all sorts of, you know, health issues because they're overworked and overstudied and overprogrammed and everything else. And that is just simply not sustainable. It's not environmentally sustainable, but it's certainly not personally sustainable for, you know, people's happiness and their families and their relationships, like you mentioned. And not that everybody needs to go out and take up quilting and things like that, but there are so many things that we can do as individuals, as families, as communities to simply slow down and simplify. And what that is going to mean for one family versus another family might be different, but I truly believe that in aggregate, if we're all doing things to simplify our lives, it's going to be what makes the difference. It's going to make the difference in our health. It's going to make the difference in the health of the planet. And at the same time, I think all of our quality of lives, all of the joy that we have the opportunity and potential to experience in our lives, can be increased as we decrease the amount of stuff that we spend so much time running this rat race to accumulate. So as I mentioned before, and there's tons of ideas in the book, you can start by starting a garden. And if gardening isn't your thing, there's a lot of other ways to simplify, like, for example, taking a bike ride for some of your errands or maybe commuting by bicycle to work. You can reduce your transportation footprint in lots of different ways, even by carpooling. And not only do you reduce the amount of gas and oil that you're using and therefore the amount of air pollution that's coming out of the tailpipe, but how nice it is to not have to, you know, suffer through traffic. If you're sitting on a, for example, a subway train or a bus, or even if you're not the driver in the carpool, you get to actually talk to people and have, you know, building friendships with the people that you commute with every day. So there's a lot of benefits that come with simplifying that go beyond just reducing the amount of stuff that you're consuming. And I think we could all use some of that these days.
We certainly can. And this whole idea of, like you said, the drivenness and the doingness versus the beingness, it's not that you have to be doing something all the time. It's just that there are other things out there that we used to take for granted, as I said, playing an instrument, singing, dancing, making our own food. I mean, how many people do you know that don't even know how to cook? And as you say in your book, we wouldn't have a clue what to do if we didn't have electricity where we could plug into the grid. I mean, who could manage a week without water or electricity or having, you know, going to the grocery store? I mean, many of us wouldn't make it. And I guess the thing that I like most about this book is there's the underlying current is that our happiness is more important than anything. Our happiness, the love, you know, loving everything and everyone, starting with ourselves, is more important than anything. And how we come back to that being what is important, when that consciousness prevails, we don't think about trashing everything. We don't think about wasting. We don't think about, well, the border ends here, so we don't care that the water flowing into another country is polluted, or, you know, it's someplace else, because we see us as everything as we're part of the whole, and that creates that sustainability.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I sometimes joke about this, but in another way, I'm actually kind of serious. You know, at the end of my life, when I am laying in my deathbed, wherever that might be, am I going to be looking back over the course of my life and thinking about that awesome new computer I got and that big widescreen TV that was so awesome? No, I am not going to be thinking about those things at all. In fact, it's going to be the personal relationships that I've had over the course of my lifetime, whether with my family or with my friends or with my significant other. That's what's going to really matter to me. And that's the point at which where I will either celebrate my life or I will express the regrets about not having spent enough time with the people I really loved. And having been relatively close to my deathbed not that long ago, I've really stopped to think, you know, oh gosh, it's what really matters is the people that I love. And when it comes right down to it, any of us could be hit by a bus tomorrow. And, you know, while it's not very likely to happen, just stopping to think about what really matters to us and who really matters to us gives us a sense of connection. And when we have that sense of connection, like you said, Sherry, there's more of a being than a doing. There's more of a sense that we are part of a whole rather than these isolated islands that where nothing matters outside of ourselves.
That's right. We're going to have to take another quick break, and I love where you were going with that, Don. So hopefully we can come back and talk a little bit about some of the things we can do in our own homes, like light bulbs. So those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P
PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest this hour is Don Gifford, the impressive author and creator of the book Sustainability Starts at Home and the blog SmallFootprintFamily.com. Welcome back. This is our last segment. It goes so darn fast. Again, I love this book that you've written, and this is the Easy Organic Gardener, and you've talked a bunch about organic gardening and how important it is, and of course, this is what we talk about every single show. So I thought it might be nice for our listeners to hear a little bit about some of the options that you provide. There are so many options, and a lot of them sound like a lot of fun. Like making your own toothpaste. But one of the things that I think there's always a lot of controversy over is this idea of lighting. What is the best type of lighting to use? Can you just share your ideas on that?
Sure. Well, first I just want to preface it by saying, like, so often I meet people who are concerned about the environment, but they feel really a sense of hopelessness. Like, what can we do? Things are already so bad and only getting worse, and there's really nothing that I can do. So, sort of a sense of hopelessness, a sense of, why should I bother? Because, there's only so much one person can do. And I totally understand that feeling, which is why I wrote this book. Because there actually is so much that we can do. Oh, my goodness, there's so much we can do. And each of these little steps that we take in aggregate, both as a household and as a community and as a nation, make an enormous difference. It can actually, in fact, make the difference. And one of the easiest places you can start is with the lighting in your home. So much electricity is used in, obviously, lighting things at night so that we can see. Simply reducing the amount of electricity used in our lighting can not only reduce your utility bill, sometimes by hundreds of dollars, depending on how much electricity, how many lights you're using, but it also reduces the load on our power plants. And most of the power plants in the United States are coal-fired. So that's a lot less coal being used and a lot less air pollution being pumped out into the air. And for me, the best light bulb that you can choose, and I know that they're pricey, which is why I buy them when they're on sale and I buy them as I need them, is an LED light bulb. Now, the compact fluorescent light bulbs are very popular, and they've been around for a little while, and their prices come way down from where they originally started. But I personally don't like compact fluorescent light bulbs. Well, for one reason, they're very fragile, and they break pretty easily. And for the amount of money that I'm spending on a light bulb, I prefer it to not break so easily. And unfortunately, when it breaks, there's a minute amount of mercury in that light bulb that gets released. And I am trying very hard to live as low toxic a life as possible. So even though it's a tiny amount of mercury, I'd rather not have any into my household space. And because these lights have been so fragile and because I have a small child, it just didn't seem to be worth the cost and the risk to use those in my home. In addition, in their manufacturer, they're actually using the mercury in the manufacturer, and that's almost a bigger concern than the tiny amount that is released should one break in my home. So I didn't want to contribute to an industry that was, you know, using mercury and therefore having that much mercury in people's atmospheres, in addition to the workers that are there and everything else. I just rather stay away from mercury, period. It's one of the most toxic substances on the planet. So an LED bulb is much stronger. It's much less fragile, much harder to break. You can drop one and it will still work fine. And although they're expensive now, the price keeps coming down and coming down, just like with any new technology as it gets adopted more and more. And they last forever. And a good LED bulb can last you 10 years, so at least 10 years. So the amount of money that you're spending up front is money that you're not going to spend down the road. And they come in lots of different sizes now. They're improving the technology and the coloring and the warmth, just like happened with compact fluorescents. They used to be cold and kind of they made a buzzing noise and stuff, and they simply improved the technology and made them smaller and smaller and cheaper and warmer until lots of people wanted to use them. The same thing is happening with LED light bulbs. And they're an outstanding choice for almost all of the fixtures in your home. And like I said, I like to buy them when they're on sale and replace them gradually so that there's not too much upfront expense.
Well, that's the thing. It seems like the expense initially is, you can have sticker shock, but way down the road, I mean, you save an enormous amount of money and energy, of course. You also talk about energy vampires in the home, and I think that most people don't realize that the average American home has 40 electronics drawing power in off or standby mode, totaling about 10% of residential electricity use. And I'm thinking about, wow, I just thought if I turned something off, that would do it. But you're saying that that's not so.
No, it's crazy, in fact. All those little red lights, or sometimes they're yellow lights, that remain on your appliances, such as your television or your cable box, it takes power to keep that little light on. And because we have so many electronics, like TVs and cable boxes and Wi-Fi routers and things like that, microwaves, et cetera, all of them have little lights or little clocks and things like that. All of that drawing power in aggregate uses up, like you said, almost 10% of our residential electricity use combined. So this is obviously, the amount of power wasted is going to vary depending on the piece of equipment. But overall, households are spending at least $100 a year on devices that you're not even using. They're just off and sitting in standby mode with a little red light on, which, you know, that's $100 I'd like to have back. So one of the things that I do to really, truly shut off the power is I put things onto a power strip so that when I turn off my television, it is genuinely off. My power strip has a little remote control because all the wires are back behind the TV and it'd be a pain to have to reach under there to turn it off all the time. So I just use the little remote, and when I turn it off, it turns off the power strip, which completely cuts all electricity to the television, the cable box, and I also have my internet router connected in the same place because the cable is back there. And so everything gets turned off with one switch, and it's really simple, and it's amazing. Not only does that cut off the standby power and save the money, but it actually, I noticed that there's this almost imperceptible hum from all of those electronics running on standby mode, and when you cut the power completely off, that hum cuts off too. So my house got really quiet in a really nice way, and I didn't expect that to happen, but it was really nice to have happen.
That's interesting, isn't it? We get used to this sort of a hum, and we forget about what it's like to have quiet, as you say. We've got about a minute and a half, so I want to be sure that you get your message out to our listeners. What do you want to leave them with today?
Well, the most important thing that I say to anyone who is interested in reducing their footprint and is concerned about the environment and wants to make a difference there is, I would say, don't despair. It's not the end of the world. In fact, there is so much that you can do, I can do, we all can do. Little things, little simple things. You could take on one thing a weekend over the course of several weeks and have accomplished so much in terms of simplifying your life, reducing the amount of resources you're consuming, and simply improving your quality of life with the time and the money that you get back from doing these things. So whether you're starting a garden or you're installing better light bulbs or you're planting a tree or you're switching to cloth diapers or you're hanging a clothesline, any of these very, very simple things that you do, when you do them in aggregate, they make a world of difference in terms of your own sustainability, but also when we all do them together, it just makes the complete difference for us as a nation and ultimately as a planet. So the biggest message I would say to everyone is don't despair. Just get busy. Just get busy on the simple things, like hanging a clothesline and spending more time with your family instead of spending money at the mall.
There you go. You know, yeah. And if, I always tell people, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Thank you so much, Dawn, for joining me. I'm
My
so
pleasure.
Appreciative. Keep up the great work. And for those of you who are listening, please make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. And we'll have another great guest next week as well. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.